Donald John Carroll Blackwood Drive. God bless the United States, thank you for staying in this honorable vote. You may be seated.
For the vote today, we have a sentencing hearing in case 14-0-69, alleged privilege of law offense. Mr. Patrick, other motions have been filed, including a motion for new trial, a motion for arrest of judgment. I'm not sure if you're ready for the motion for new trial or the other motion.
Not for the motion for new trial, but the other motion, yes.
All right. Take your seat.
Yes, sir.
Can you take your seat?
Yes, sir.
Aren't they out waiting? It says, you never get the rule, but there's a new witness.
We're ready for the trial.
Apparently, any witnesses that are going to testify today in the courtroom, please step outside the courtroom and don't discuss your testimony among yourselves. I even have to discuss that testimony with you. Any witnesses?
Staff working under the new over one other thing. You did, well, let's start with, you did list that there was no victim in this case.
That is true. I did list that. I would like to admit that I made a mistake tonight, too. I was wrong. I did not realize at the time that the charge of extortion had a personal victim, although it was listed on the indictment. I've always associated extortion with a property crime. But upon realizing my mistake, I contacted the victim and sent him a victim impact statement.
What about any mitigating factors?
At the time that the report was entered, there were no mitigating factors filed, but I did receive a copy of that this morning, and he did file mitigating factors.
And again, the factors?
Yes, ma'am. Again, they were not filed at the point when I turned in my report, but I did also receive a copy of those this morning.
Ms. Lombardi? Ms. Officer, let's go back to the cases that are on appeal. Just to clarify, it was the appeal that was dismissed, not the case itself, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Are those convictions still pending?
Yes. I would like just to clarify, the appeal, there was never an actual appeal because the appeal wasn't filed in the correct way, and at that point they dismissed both of them.
So then the Ms. Hoffman investigation report, the investigation was approved.
seems to be that the same thing with you, you must have been successful.
And did you graduate?
I did.
What was your standing?
Who was three in class and then was in my position. Number 360 beginning to graduate, 860 freshmen.
Now, shifting to the current case, you understand that you've been convicted of a couple of charges here in McMinn County. I wanted to ask you if you had acted for your own personal benefit in regards to any of the charges against you. Who were you acting on behalf of?
I took an oath as an enlisted man first, and I was taken by my exclusion officer to defend the Constitution with my wife, and saw him raise money for us.
Okay, all right, we can slow down a little bit. So, can I speak on behalf of the candidate for the year?
I'm through the course of my military career in 1979. In 1970, I took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. All enemies, foreign and domestic, I took that oath unchecked, under the Constitution of my life. As the Constitution, the oath that I took in the Constitution does not have an expiration date, and the activities that I've been participating in are in obedience to the oath.
So you were acting for the benefit of the
in the same capacity in Monroe County and McMinn County, Tennessee, as I was acting in the capacity of a military man who was serving the country and defending the Constitution against all enemies in the United States.
So you were acting to benefit the public, right? Did you ever intend to violate any law?
No.
Privileged and irrelevant what it was. nominate you to this place.
About the same.
Amen.
Amen, but you did not see legal.
I did not see legal advice, neither of the two.
You talked to an attorney about this?
No. Nor am I required to.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Ron. All right, next call, Stanley Simmons.
Maybe outside.
Also, we're being hit by Sandy. Stanford.
They're taking this drone, flying back in the corner there, there's a camera. Oh, yeah.
Do you know the defendant that was in the walls of that? I don't know.
I understand I couldn't hear you very well. I apologize, but did you say that he is safe for children.
Safe for them?
Right.
Well, I would be there.
I'm sorry?
I would be there, I'm here.
Okay, so he's not, you might left the children with you. If someone had falsely accused somebody else of crime, would that affect your feeling for their honesty or dishonesty?
Honesty, yes.
Objection again, not based on the question, Your Honor.
I guess it's relevant to this particular hearing. If you found that someone had falsely accused another person, would that affect your feeling for that person who made that false accusation in regard to his character for honesty and dishonesty?
I think so, Your Honor.
Do you think sometimes those had lies?